All right. Welcome to another episode of Shelby's World, featuring and starring our wonderful co-host, Queen Candace. Welcome to Wednesday, February 5th. I think about that every time.
Day, every time we do, every Wednesday, she has to think about this day. She's like, what?
You know why, though. You know
what
why.
What day is this? What day is this?
You know why, though. Because it's going by fast.
It is.
I keep saying over and over that this year is speeding by, and it is. It's been a miraculous
Shelby's
year.
Shelby's World.
Thus far. And I'm enjoying it. Even though it's going by fast, I'm enjoying it.
I mean, it has went by very, very fast. But, you know, hey, January gone. February, we didn't get
it's him.
The 15th or what? Next Saturday. So on that Valentine's Day.
So welcome. What's been going on, Queen? How this week been treating you since we saw each other last?
This week has been good. Prosperous.
Yes.
Prosperous. Week orders. Hey, let's go. But it's been good. I'm blessed. Look, you see, I even got on my shirt today. So, yeah, I'm just grateful right now. I'm grateful.
I'm blessed.
Yep, I'm blessed. Yes. A Dietrich hat, and it's open door season. Come on, let's go.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right. That's right.
Blessings fall down upon me and Shelby and our families. And that's anybody right. That's connected to us, you better get connected.
Get connected.
Catch
baby.
The wave.
And, you know, get that positive energy. Keep
yes.
positive around you.
So, what's going on? What we're going to talk about today?
Oh, Queen, we got a lot in store today. We're going to talk about some things that are going on in our society, community. Talk about the personal level of things, because you know we always got to touch on areas that are affecting us emotionally
yeah.
and mentally, as well as physically and financially. And we're gonna talk about some cultural stuff, because you sent me a very,
black
very
history.
It is Black History Month. But even though we black 365 days a year. This is
and
a special time.
Black. I heard that I was full-blown Indian. So, hey, we'll see. Hey, you,
well, you know, that's
connected
to
the
black
so.
Culture. So, we're going to, but we celebrate, you know, Black History Month this month. And again, even though we black 365 days a year, we always pour more into this time because this month is specifically for us.
Yes, it is.
No, I don't care. I know a lot of people feel like it shouldn't be singled out if we want to be considered America's. Listen. We have already accepted the fact that we'll never have the same democracy as
we
every
won't.
Other race in this country. So we're going to celebrate Black History Month until it stops being celebrated.
Okay.
And anybody with a problem with it, that's on them.
And the rest of the 11 months of the year. And we got one extra day of this year.
Thank you.
So we got 366 days.
That's
year.
Right. That's right. That's right. So today we're going to talk about, before we get into that, you know, I always got to do my...
Quote of the day,
the fact
of the day.
Yes. So we're going to do our quote of the day first, and it is Black History Month. So all month long, we're going to do some quotes from our ancestors, from our people, from some of our leaders of our time. And it says, "I swear to the Lord, I still can't see why democracy means everybody but me." Langston Hughes. And that is a very, very powerful quote. And we were just saying that no matter how... things going to society,
yes.
We've accepted that we will never have the same democracy and freedom as everybody else in this country. However, this is like over 50, 60 years ago since this may have even been written. And at that time, it was going on then, and it's still going on now. So it just lets you know how prevalent things like this.
That's all
modernized.
Yeah. That's all it is. Modernized.
So it lets you know just how prevalent... the things that went on then and how the times and the quotes and the sayings are still
represented
today.
Today.
So our fact of the day is humans have caused 322 animal extinctions over the past 500 years.
But we're all animals.
You know, it's like
that's a lot.
It's hundreds of different species of animals, but just think about it. So, new drugs, new levels. I'm calling it new drugs, new levels because I feel like this is a different type of epidemic, the way this new drug is you know, has
yeah.
popped out and the things that it can do to you. So,
deadly.
I'm I was on Instagram this week and I saw that one of the advocates, a black advocate, his name is Raspy Rawls, and he keeps a lot of information out there for our culture and keeps us informed of things. And this was one of the things, because this is from his parish in Louisiana. It says, Louisiana police warned of deadly gray death drug, so powerful just touching it could be lethal. Wow. Yeah. And the story dropped 22 hours ago. So this is freshly new. And it's in Franklin, Louisiana. It says, police in one Louisiana parish are warning residents of a deadly drug so powerful that just touching it could kill you. They're calling this super drug gray death. And it is a mixture of, it's heroin that has been cut with fentanyl. And
that's scary.
My question is, I think Queen and I both were just discussing that. We were like, why would something like this even be brought to surface?
That's scary. That is so scary. And then for it to look like, it do look like concrete. When it you do. Look at it. It looks identical to concrete. You think it's just like how concrete be chopped up and broken up. That's exactly what it looked like. So just by touching it, it's deadly. So, like I just said, what about people that's breathing it in? Who then made the drug? You breathing it in. So I want to know how long they around here surviving before they pass just by breathing all of those chemicals and stuff in by mixing it. That's very scary, y'all. That's very, very scary.
Interestingly enough, it is not surprising that there's something else coming out as an epidemic to wipe out
A population.
However, you know, when we know drugs don't affect just one race.
No.
We also know that certain drugs are put in communities to destroy a certain race as well.
Oh, yes.
And for, you know, these parishes, these areas and these neighborhoods and these cultures, these are culturally dominated by black people.
Mm-hmm.
And
another epidemic.
You talking like about, right, you talking about something that could be easily mistaken as Molly or just a hair or just a normal, I guess, piece of hair. I don't know how to, you know, it's from
because the home. I don't know how to explain it because it's, but at least the police are actually out, you know, telling people about it because they could just not say anything.
That's true.
And just let people just be dying off from trying this new drug. Y'all be careful. Just be careful.
And if it's not too far, that's in the South. It's not too far from us.
That's 5 hours away from
literally.
Us.
Literally. Yeah. So we definitely wanted to put that out there. You know, our community is supposed to be our safe haven. And there are already enough drugs and different negative things in our society that are tearing down our communities already. We cannot afford for something like this to start seeping into our communities.
Especially with our young kids. That'll wipe out the whole population of our youth.
And the youth are so easily influenced these days. So,
music.
Yeah. And just as soon as somebody start rapping about this drug and making it a popular thing, it'll be something that they're doing now. What, taking drugs with a mask on now is going to be a popular thing? Shooting up with masks? You know, like, if it's deadly to touch, just imagine if you're shooting it up. That can't. Yeah, but you know, with heroin, that's what they do. They're smoking it or shooting it up. So it's a couple different. They're smoking it out of cigarette stuff, too. I mean, it's a couple different ways that they. Right. So imagine if you're doing it the way your ingestion of this drug can be just as harmful as you being in the same room with it.
Same room with it.
So you guys be careful. We just wanted to put that out there and let you all, you know, alert our community, alert the public. There is
look
other
it up
things.
Online, read more.
Right, read about it. All you got to do is say new drug.
Yeah, and Shelby got it on my page.
Yes, and I definitely have it on my page on Queen Shelby D. I'm gonna go put it on the podcast page as well.
Yeah,
so that you all can see it there because it's something that needs to be discussed. And if you have children,
talk to your kids. Talk to them. My mom talked to me and my brother when we was in elementary school.
Early on,
she talked about drugs, sex. Look, demonstrated everything with the sugar, the pot, like all.
So disrespectful things. disrespectful things the person could have said to her.
Yeah, that was.
I honestly did, Kenzie. I was like, is this really happening?
That means you mad, you jealous. You really mad because she's moving on, and now you got to go find somebody else to train, and you're going to have to work a little bit mm-hmm. harder because she probably had a lot of responsibility and was taking on some of their responsibility also. So now the next person might not be taking on your responsibility. They just going to do what they was actually hired to do. Whatever their job title, whatever fall up under that job title, that's probably what they exactly going to do. And there's nothing wrong with going the extra mile. There's nothing wrong with it because mm-hmm. I think we all do. If you're a great worker, you're going to go that extra mile for the person that you work with or work for, whatever. You're going to go that extra mile. And you know you should because that's how she got promoted throughout those times.
The particular reasons
why. That's why she got promoted because she was good at what she did.
That's right.
But for you to try to downplay her because she wants better for herself, she wasn't meant to be there in the first place.
I ultimately agree with that. I think that your discouragement that he tried to place upon her was mm-hmm. Disrespectful.
Very.
And I also feel like we get so entitled and caught up in what people are doing for us that we forget that people are also trying to live and do for themselves. So because she knew that coming to this job every single day was paying her bills and getting her by, taking care of her family, mm-hmm. that's where her commitment lies.
Yes.
People do not get employed to employers for commitment reasons. They get employed under these employers because they need a job.
Mm-hmm. They got to provide for their family.
Now, you got entrepreneurs that get up and do it for different reasons. You know, if you're a business owner, you're getting up, you're a go-getter. Is totally different from a person who has go-getters for another person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because everything in your life totally depends on whether you make a dollar or 20 cents that day. Definitely. And it does the same as what for a person who's going to clock in on a job as well. But it's just a little bit more easy to know that this job is going to be there. It can more than likely be there. But my business, or if nobody don't walk through my doors.
Yeah, and if I don't push it, if I don't do it, my part for my business. But I always tell people, no job is secure.
No job is secure.
No job is secure at all.
Even in everything, it lets us know that no job is secure.
No job is secure. So I always say, look, find something that you passionate about. And you can still have that 9-to-5, but also have that side hustle that's bringing in some more income. You need to have at least one or two incomes coming in. Me and Shelby, we got 2-3 incomes coming in.
Gotcha.
And you have, just for your sanity, your say, and to build the wealth that you're trying to leave for your children mm-hmm. and generations mm-hmm. after them and stuff. So mm-hmm. no job is secure. So that's why you always should have that side hustle that you're passionate about. And then build that side hustle up.
To make it your full-time thing.
Yep. And make that job that you work in, make that your part-time thing. But, you know, find something that you're passionate about that can pay you. What's that? Look, because when you, they always, what's the saying? When you're doing something that you're passionate about, it doesn't seem like work. Because you're passionate about it. So you love doing it.
You happy every day
you get up and do it. Mm-hmm. And look, that's a lot for somebody.
Yeah.
That is a lot. And it can help. It helps a lot of people. Because if I'm passionate about what I'm getting up and doing, coming in this building called this place called J2 Couture, I'm passionate about that. And I'm happy because ain't nobody telling me.
And I ain't
got to
drag myself in there.
I've set my own schedule the way that I want it. But, you know, find something that you're passionate about. Build on that, still work your 9-to-5, build on that, what you're passionate about, and make that your full-time. Because trust me, if you do the steps, it will become your full-time, and you can leave the other job that you're doing. So, you know, just figure it out. Stay committed to them goals.
That's right.
That's a goal you should set for yourself. So, you know, stay committed to it. It's a lot of people out here that I have met. They cooking, they baking, they making jewelry.
I want to also point this out though. Every hobby that you have, you do not have to try to make it something that you want to make a stream of income off of. If you have a hobby that you're just generally happy to be doing, just do that. Don't always feel like you have to push yourself to make money off your hobbies.
Yes.
Sometimes, because we've forgotten. how to just sit back and enjoy our time with ourselves, because we so always so worried about, if I'm doing this, I might as well try to make some money off of it. Yeah. No, I'm not. I like to crochet, but I'm not about to start crocheting people blankets. I'm not, because that's something that that's I just like to just do.
Love doing.
Right. So I'm not going to start doing that. But on the flip side of the commitment thing, that's the side that I definitely thought needed some light shed it.
Yeah.
With the being committed to things that aren't good for you, because that's if the job is no longer your benefit, then walk away from it and make sure you have sustainability to back yourself up. And unhappy at work
all day long.
And it's easier said than done, because there's lots of times where you feel like you're trapped in the employment because there's nothing else out there that's going to continue to sustain you better than where you are. Mm-hmm. But if you're miserable, wouldn't you rather be happy going to work, making $2 less an hour versus coming to work, making what you make and being miserable? I'm just saying.
Then you got to change that attitude too.
Yep.
Change your attitude, because that might be another reason why you're miserable, because you come to work angry. Can't be coming to work angry. Change your attitude. Get up with a positive attitude in the morning. That set your tone.
Yep.
For your day. That morning you need to set the tone. Positive thoughts, positive thinking. Do your little meditation. Pray, And start your day off like that in a positive light. And trust me, if you start your day off in a positive light, the rest of your day will be positive.
That's right.
So protect that joy. Protect that inner peace. Protect it.
And so on the flip side of commitment, we're going to talk about being your commitment level to people. A lot of us are holding on to things and people who we need to let go of.
Yes.
Friendships, relationships, networkingships, habits, things that are not good for us. Mm-hmm. And once you start realizing where you are with that thing, that actual possession that has that control over you, then you need to start working on how to shake it.
Mm-hmm. It takes baby steps.
We've learned to be comfortable in our commitments to things and to people, and that becomes a way to hold us hostage, and we stop growing. But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm telling you, once you start shaking things, just watch how more clear your path becomes.
Yes, that's true.
Your focus becomes a little bit more clear. The light at the end of the tunnel, you can now see. At first, it was hidden. It was blank. You sitting there thinking to yourself, like, Lord God, what's happening?
You worrying every day.
And that's stressing you out, So
and
I think.
That's not good for your health.
No, it's very much not good for your health. So I think that cutting ties and dropping things and leaving things alone when it's time, when it's beneficial for you at the moment, is good. Because when we try to hold off on it and think like, I can give it a little more time, I can give it a little more this, I can give it a little more that, you stressing yourself out a little bit more, you pulling yourself down a little bit more. So just start thinking about that. Like, we know that we can't be committed to jobs and employment that's not healthy for us. So why would we be committed to people and things that are not healthy for us? And that word is very, that's my word of the week, because I've been thinking about different things that I've, attached myself to and where I want to be with those things and my level of commitment with those things. So the reason why I chose the word and why I thought that would be a good thing to talk about on the podcast today, because we're giving ourselves too much to different things that we shouldn't.
Yes.
And
brand
you're over.
Thin.
Yes. And to things that we shouldn't. So I just want us to think about that. This week, reflect on the things that you have over maybe giving your time to and sit up and think about whether it's good for you.
Yeah.
And
special people.
The pros and cons. People.
Because people burdens that they putting on you can stress you out. And you don't need nobody else's burden. Tell them to give it to the Lord.
That's right.
Give it to the Lord.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good, Shell. That's real good. Commitment. That's something to think about.
Queen, pull up that picture you sent me that you said you wanted us to talk about, because I thought that was very fascinating. Which is our last topic for the day. And it is It's a pretty good topic. I thought that was a very interesting thing. She said we should talk about it on the podcast. And I was like, okay.
Talking about the white people, the Asians, and the Latinos. I wish I could. Ooh, I wish we was able to actually like show this. But it's actually stairs. If y'all could see that, mm-hmm. like stairs. And this is actually from this guy that I watch on YouTube called his. Shout out to Larry Reed Live. Like, check out his show. Like, he has a huge following. He's actually used to be a pastor of a church. Mm-hmm. And he, like, changed his whole everything. Stopped pastoring and everything. But he was actually talking about this on YouTube. And he asked the question, like, the crabs in the barrel thing. Mm-hmm. But pertaining to black people. And I read some of the comments. And some was like, it ain't just black people that's crabs in a barrel on jobs and stuff. The white, the Asians, the Latinos are crabs in a barrel too. So it made me kind of upset because a lot of our people was like, yeah, we crabs in a barrel. We don't do this. We don't do that. It was so much negativity on black people. And I was just like, you black though. How you going to just, every black person is not a crab in the barrel.
Y'all. No. And that brings us to our last topic of the day, helping each other culturally. She sent me that picture and I instantaneously got chills because I really feel like people like to demonstrate the black community mm-hmm. and try to make it seem as if we have no togetherness and we have no cultural creativeness to keep us justified as a people and keep us whole and together as mm-hmm. a people. Just because everybody in the culture doesn't mean that it's not happening.
Trust me, the other cultures, they have.
They have. Every culture has. Every culture has that. But we are one of the most.
I was just more publicized.
It's made our stuff is made to be a negative front. Mm-hmm. When you get these memes made, I know it's not black people sitting up here creating these memes. You know what I'm saying? So we know exactly. You got people that are literally sitting up here paid to program people to think a certain way about a race. Yes. And that's why these memes are demonstrating our community. But culturally, we are not a negative community. We do not just put negative upon each other. If we see one of our sisters and brothers on the side of the road, we don't always just drive past. Maybe not. Maybe 5 out of 10 people do, but the other 5 gonna stop and help. Yeah. So that's just
especially any. They have kids,
right? Exactly, and that's any race. You don't see I see white people on the side of the road all the time, and so you think everybody that's driving in front of me black? That's passing by them? No.
True.
So we're just the ones that are put on spotlight.
Yeah.
Just like we're put on spotlight for all the different things that we on display for all the different things that we do. We set the tone for everything that's going on in this country. Everything. But then we get it all thrown back on us like it's negative.
We send the trends, everything. Everybody wanna be there. I had this conversation about black women. And they were talking about the Kardashian girls and a whole bunch of other and how a lot of people, young girls, look up to them. And I was just thinking, I'm like, I remember, and not really remember, but just from what I read from years when slavery, when they talked about our big lips, our big butt, mm-hmm. our big breasts. Look at everybody.
They're paying for it.
Everybody paying for to look like a black woman. Shape.
They paying for it now.
Shape like a black woman. As they say, that hourglass, that Coca-Cola, Coke bottle, shaped like a black woman. Like you going paying thousands of, not even thousands, we're in the 20,000. People are losing their lives trying to be shaped like a black woman. And
Even
black women. I'm like, you know, y'all looking at these other cultures and these other women that look all exotic
and getting excited about it
and want to be like them, but they want to be like you more than anything. But you ain't even happy with your own self.
That's sad. It's a self-hate thing.
It is.
But don't be fooled by these memes and these things that's going around trying to make us seem like we're not a together people. If it boils down to it, y'all, like a lot of times I feel like we get outraged for a little bit and be ready to go to war for a little bit. And then the next day we right back to normal. And it's like, oh, I'm back to living my life. I'm having my McDonald's and eat this and eat that and go on about my day. Don't care about what's going on in our culture and our society. However, if you do have the opportunity to take a look outside of your window, you will see, and stop being blinded by what other people tell you, you will see that there is togetherness going on in our community.
It is.
We are lifting one another up. We are tying each other's shoelaces. You're not in the right place because you don't want to be. Mm-hmm. You want to be blinded. You want to live in that bubble. And then you want to try to make it seem like it's a big thing that, like, oh, it's not happening in our culture. Yes, it is.
It's happening.
It's happening. We got some crabs. Yes, we got some crabs.
Like you said, every race has crabs. I know one comment was saying it was a he or a she, and they were saying they worked on Wall Street. They was like, I was on Wall Street. It ain't a lot of us on Wall Street. Mm-mm. He said, so as I was moving up, I had the Asian guy, the white guy, the Latino guy pulling me down. Well, you know, I don't know the person name, so we'll just Bob. Well, Bob, you know, he's this and he's that, but he's black and look at it. Man, look here. Anybody that's trying to move up in a position, somebody gonna tear you down, and it ain't just your own race.
Mm-mm.
Everybody, look, if we trying to go to that top tier, everybody trying to get to that top tier. So they don't care if you black, white, Asian, they gonna pull you down. It don't matter. Female or male, it really doesn't matter. I posted something about that some years ago, and it was talking about black women. And how black women talk about people, gossip, how we can't get together and do stuff. And even one of my aunts said something. She was like, yeah, that is true. And I was like, uh-uh. I had to go back on there like, nah, auntie, that's not true. White women do the same thing. They just real slick and conniving with theirs, but they do the same thing. And they can be very mean because they think they superior
mm-hmm.
to everybody, like over everybody.
And the way they are to their own is y'all.
They can be very nasty. I mean, nasty women. So, you know, man, don't downplay your race now.
I can't stand that.
This melon here, we setting them trends for everything. Everything. Look, we the ones around here making these. We got some consumers.
And we doing
huge consumers.
We're the biggest consumers in this country.
Like. Whatever you see a black woman or a black man on, we can make it popular.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it popular. So Joe, Tommy, all of them. Oh, you seen that? That was fresh. I even think about the music that we listen to.
Mm-hmm. Everything like
it's people that don't even like black people, but you love black music.
Love black music, and you know, going to a club on going to any hip hop club on white night. Or, you know, as they say, black night, white night, because I know when they used to do DJing, mm-hmm. Security at the clubs, it used to be an actual night where more white people that was there. And baby, that's all they played was hip-hop, and you see them jumping around like...
Everywhere. Riding down the road, you hear them playing. And I mean, they playing it loud. Jumping, dance, all of that, so...
Because they can't... Their music isn't entertaining like that. So
we set the trends.
We set trends. We set trends. Y'all, we do this.
That's why we got to be happy for who we are.
That's right.
And our culture. Because we the ones, we really out here setting trends. And if you don't believe it, just pay attention.
I think that if we do start being a little bit more supportive of one another in our culture, it wouldn't look as if, it wouldn't be made to seem like we have no togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they come at us based on what we say about each other.
Yeah.
And even if we make it a joke, because they can say some of the most disgusting stuff about each other and be right back at each other's face the next day. Even if we make it a joke as a comedian, it's taken out of turn when we're talking about our people. It could be we just talk about us as a culture. We joke. That's how it be.
That's
and y'all take that as if...
That's all his jokes ever was about.
They take it as if we're just... tearing down our whole community just because we're making a joke. We grew up on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to stop letting society mold us and create our vision of
that
what
mind.
We should be seeing of ourselves.
Mind, y'all.
Y'all letting them whoop y'all mind.
Thing. It's a dangerous thing.
Even at the age that we are now, things are being warped. Our minds are being warped. So
I told you, listening to those affirmations about changing, reprogramming your mind. And as I listen to them throughout the night, you know, your subconscious absorbs everything. Mm-hmm. Even when you sleep, your subconscious is still going. And I just started watching the television. I'm like, oh, this, like, I never paid attention to it. I knew, but really once I start thinking differently, I'm like, this stuff is so real. They really programming us to really hate one another.
Mm-hmm. And that's been started way back when.
But the older you get, the more you read, the more you study, the more you, as they say, wake up and pay attention. You start seeing stuff and your eyes will start to open and you're like, yeah.
And it's things you don't want to see, but you got to stop being blind to it.
You got to. And I wish a lot of us would stop being blind.
You
got to
stop.
We really got to stop being blind to it. So y'all check them things out, you know.
And if you're interested in learning about a lot more of those things, you can definitely go and Google the new drugs that we told you about earlier. And as far as the commitment and the cultural thing, that's an inside thing. That's an internal confliction that you have to start facing with yourself. You cannot become better at loving who you are until you start facing who you are.
Yeah.
So our thoughts
about who you are once you start doing that.
Exactly.
Who you really are. And what you're really passionate about also. A lot of stuff will start coming to you once you start finding those things out about yourself.
That's right.
Because a lot of people don't really know themselves. And I ain't talking about just young people. It's people 60, 70, some then passed on that still didn't really know who they was. Mm-hmm. And still they still didn't bring on earth what they should have found out who they was when they was here.
And then a lot of people aren't finding it out until they're a little later in life, even like around our age. It's just a number because you just don't know what it is you want to do until you are ready to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about that is if you're still living, you have time.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in trying to overdo things for the day, but definitely live for every day. Like get up and have goals in mind. Make sure you're doing things.
It's just a number. It don't matter.
For real, y'all. It's serious. Just a number. And life is definitely worth living.
It is. So, the thing is, stop existing and start living.
Start living. Yeah.
That's it.
That's always been good. That's so good. Our thoughts and prayers are to all the young men and women and people who are being sent off to have to battle in what may be another war or catastrophe. But we're going to send them good vibes and good peace and harmony and just love, joy, prayers, everything, you guys. You know, keep everybody in prayer because even if they didn't have these people, they would be recruiting people. So. You know, just think about it like that. It could have been you.
Could have
been you. So, our thoughts and prayers with them. And we thank you all for tuning in today on another wonderful show. You all have a great week. And again, we'll have information posted for you all about our upcoming events.
Can't wait.
We've got some good stuff going on. And we got our first interview of the new year next
Wednesday,
y'all. So tune in. We're going to be interviewing Brandon Mickens of Plush Lifestyle, y'all.
My friend.
Yes, been knowing Brandon for a while. So we're going to talk to him and see what they got going on over there in their promotion, in the promotion world.
Oh, yes.
And see.
Party.
Yeah, and he's going to talk whatever topics we're talking about next week. He's going to be in on it.
Trust me, you want to hear Brandon.
Yes, y'all. He's inside of the store.
Brandon does a lot of reading, Yeah, you're going to want to hear what he got to say.
And it's always good to have another person's perspective. You know, we're two women. It's a male perspective. We got a black male perspective next week. So tune in. Check us out. Tune in to our Instagram Live. We're going to be live.
Yes.
We're going to, you know, repost and share all the information so y'all can check out the podcast. But we love you. We like you. And we appreciate you. Y'all take care. Peace.